Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your real illuminating moment. I have done. Under the weight of the various race distinctions that have enslaved my body, oppressed my humanity, and suppressed my mind and soul, I have allowed myself to suffer loss of life by thinking of myself in terms of what the dominant race and her engineered society thinks of me, a black man, an African American, a second-class citizen, instead of the marvelously made and wonderfully created living soul that I am. I do not oppose Black Lives Matter, nor any human rights movement, agency, or entity, and I'm viciously and vehemently against any form of human oppression, subjugation, slavery, bigotry, racism, white supremacy, and white privilege. But I feel that my time for fighting the good fight is fast approaching its end, and I have become a casualty of this war that continues to rage even now. But before I suffer this world's final blow, let me pass on to you the vision of my untimely and late in life illumination. As I approach the end of the final chapter of this plane of existence, I would admonish us not to cease to struggle and wrestle against spiritual wickedness and political tyranny and injustice, but keep looking up. Our cause, our movement, our battles against the forces of evil, although bloody and unfair, must, by necessity, evolve into the way of self-awareness and divine self-esteem, whereas we no longer think of ourselves in terms of what others may think of us and the lies told about us, but we think and refer to each other in terms of who Yahweh created us to be and in terms of what Yahweh says we are, children of God, children of Yahweh, children of Yah. We must evolve beyond the assessment, judgment, and prejudices of our tormentors and enemies. There must come a time where we will not always fight for recognition as a human being, nor will we seek and depend on a government or nation to validate, enforce, ensure, and protect our inalienable humanity and divine spirit. But we will stand as whole, complete, empowered, and entitled souls created by Yahweh with divine worth and purpose. We will presume our humanity and viciously protect it without giving any warning or quarter to those who oppose our humanity and our lives. We will presume the right to persevere in life and preserve our lives, our humanity, and our posterity by any means necessary. We will assume our rightful and illustrious place among humanity with the presumption of entitlements, rights, privileges, and favor that others have assumed and have been afforded by default via the evils of chattel slavery and systemic racism. I do not condone nor suborn violence. However, it is our fundamental right and human instinct to defend one's life and the life of one's loved ones. Although we suffer cruelty, injustice, inhumanity, hatred, and are labeled criminals and super predators by virtue of our race, our blackness, we are not utterly cast down and destroyed. We continue to look up. And since we belong to Yahweh, and Yahweh has said that vengeance belongs to him, and that he will trouble those who trouble us, we have no need to fear. It is our enemies that are in fear. We are agents, emissaries, and vessels of Yahweh, by whose strength and spirit we live, move, and have our being. It is not by our strength, nor by our genius, nor by our might, but by his spirit, saith the Lord. We must evolve and be born anew and repent of human, judgmental, prejudicial biases and objectifying distinctions and be transformed into divine self-awareness and oneness in the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, our Creator and our God. We have to change the way that we think about ourselves before the way that others think of us will change. unlock your minds, unlearn the lies about yourself, disrobe from the images and characterizations that others have assigned to you. Free yourselves from prescribed responses and suppressive dogmas. Keep learning about your true humanity in Yahweh and keep seeking your true origin in God. Keep fighting even when you get old like me and can't fight anymore. Fight to share with our neophytes and confused generations the lessons that we have learned and the intelligence that we have gathered doing our service on the battlefield of prayer and survival, so that they will be wiser and more prepared than we were. Don't allow our lives to have been lived in vain. Please, do better than I have done. Keep looking up.
Power,
purpose
on the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.